Lesson 42, Howard W. Hunter, In the Footsteps of the Savior, from the Presidents of the Church, Teacher's Manual. Born November 14, 1907, years of presidency, 1994 through 1995. Objective, to study the life of President Howard W. Hunter and help class members follow President Hunter's counsel to be more Christ-like. Preparation. 1. Prepare to display the following pictures. President Howard W. Hunter in the color section. Childhood of Jesus Christ. Item number 62124. Gospel Art Picture Kit 206. Jesus Stilling the Storm. Item number 62139. Gospel Art Picture Kit 214. Jesus the Christ. Item number 62572. Gospel Art Picture Kit 240. And Go Ye Therefore. 62494. Gospel Art Picture Kit 235. 2. Make the following two word strips. The quotations are from Howard W. Hunter. That we might have joy. Salt Lake City, Deseret Book Company, 1994, page 9. See also Ensign, May 1993, page 65. Gentleness is better than brutality. Howard W. Hunter. Kindness is greater than coercion. Howard W. Hunter. 3. Write the following scriptures and statement on the chalkboard or on a poster. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. We must know Christ better than we know him. We must remember him more often than we remember him. We must serve him more valiantly than we serve him. Howard W. Hunter, That We Might Have Joy, page 5, or Conference Report, April 1994, page 84, or Ensign, May 1994, page 64. 4. If possible, make copies of President Hunter's statement about knowing Christ for each class member. 5. Bring chalk for the chalkboard, or a crayon, or marking pen, if you have made a poster. 6. If it is available in your area, you may want to show selected portions of the video cassette Howard W. Hunter, Prophet of God. Item number 53946. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Picture. Display the picture of President Howard W. Hunter. Who is this? If no one knows, tell them that this is President Howard W. Hunter, the 14th President of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Howard W. Hunter was born 14 November 1907 in Boise, Idaho. Howard's father was not a member of the church when Howard was young. When Howard was 12 years old, he wanted to receive the Aaronic priesthood so that he could become a deacon and pass the sacrament. However, he had to ask his father for permission to be baptized. Explain that many class members may have done some of the same things President Hunter did as a child and teenager. Example, when he was young, he was always busy doing something. He sold papers, fixed broken alarm clocks, learned to frame pictures, became an excellent mechanic, and learned to play several musical instruments. Picture, show the picture of Jesus Christ helping in Joseph's carpentry shop. Explain how President Hunter was a good worker in his youth, as Jesus undoubtedly was. Example, in his teenage years, when plans for building a new chapel were announced, Howard was the first to stand and pledge money toward its cost. His pledge of $25 represented years of his savings and was quite a lot of money at that time. When Howard was in high school, he put together his own orchestra called Hunter's Crooneters, which played at most high school socials in his hometown of Boise, Idaho. After graduation from high school, he and his orchestra played on a cruise ship that sailed to Japan, China, and the Philippines in 1927. Scripture. Explain that President Hunter loved good music. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12, to the class. Example. When Howard W. Hunter became engaged to Mary Clara Jeffs, he gave up professional music so he could better follow his new goals of marriage and a family. He felt marriage and family were the highest Christian goals. Later he would say, "There is no more powerful principle of life to promote love, forbearance, and devotion in the home than of eternal marriage." In Conference Report, October 1972, page 67, or Ensign, January 1973, page 65. In 1934, during the economic depression in the United States, Howard Hunter had a full-time job and also went back to school for a law degree. He graduated with honors and began practicing law in California in January of 1940. He worked hard to support his family. See Conference Report, October 1994, pages 66 through 70, or Ensign, November 1994, pages 49 through 51. As an adult, Howard Hunter accepted many calls to serve, including service as a bishop and then as a stake president. He always worked to fulfill his callings in the church. Elder Alma Sawney, an assistant to the Council of the Twelve Apostles, said the following when Howard W. Hunter was called to the Quorum of the Twelve. "I was delighted to hear that President Hunter," referring to his position as stake president, "had been called to fill the vacancy in the Quorum of the Twelve. President Hunter has been for many years a leader in Zion. He has been proved, and I say that a church is very fortunate, indeed, that can call upon men of his caliber." In Conference Report, October 1959, page 55. President Hunter loved the Savior and tried to follow his example. From his very earliest years, President Hunter recognized the goodness he found in the life of Jesus Christ, and he sought to live a life like the Savior's. His sister, Dorothy, said of him, "Howard always wanted to do good and to be good. A wonderful brother, he looked out for me. He was kind to our mother and father. Howard loved animals and regularly brought home strays." There was an irrigation ditch by their house, and one day several boys in the neighborhood, not members of the church, were throwing a kitten in the ditch. It would get out. Then they would throw it in again. They did this over and over until they got tired of the game. Howard came by and picked the kitten up. It was lying there almost dead, and he brought it home. Mother was afraid it was dead, but they wrapped it in a blanket and put it near the warm oven and nursed it. It lived, and they had the cat for years. "He was so kind," Dorothy said. "I have never known my brother to do a wrong thing in my life." James E. Faust, The Way of an Eagle, Ensign, August 1994, pages 4 and 6. Word strips. Post the word strips. "Gentleness is better than brutality," Howard W. Hunter. "Kindness is greater than coercion," Howard W. Hunter. Explain to class members that President Hunter demonstrated gentleness and kindness throughout his life. President Hunter loved to tell the stories of Jesus. President Hunter loved to tell stories about Jesus from the Bible. One of these was about the time Jesus stilled the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Picture. Show the picture of Jesus stilling the storm. Review briefly the story depicted in the picture. See Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. President Hunter taught us that if we fix our eyes on Jesus, we too might remain unterrified amid the rising winds of doubt. In Conference Report, October 1992, page 24, or Ensign, November 1992, page 19. Discussion. What things can we do daily to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ? President Hunter believed that Christianity is a plan for action. President Hunter said, "Real Christians must understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not just a gospel of belief, it is a plan of action. His gospel is a gospel of imperatives, a call to action. That we might have joy," page 131, or Conference Report, April 1967, page 115, or Improvement Era, June 1967, page 101. An imperative is more than a request. It is sometimes even a command, something you should not try to avoid doing. The Lord has prepared some wonderful experiences for us with His gospel plan, but He expects us to act, not just to look on as bystanders. President Hunter counseled, "Merely saying accepting and believing are not enough. They are incomplete until that which they imply is translated into dynamic action of daily living. This, then, is the finest source of personal testimony. We know because we have experienced. We do not have to say, 'Brother Jones says it is true, and I believe him.' We can say, 'I have lived this principle in my own life, and I know through personal experience that it works.'" That we might have joy, page 133, or Conference Report, April 1967, page 116, or Improvement Era, June 1967, page 101. Chalkboard Exercise. Add the following words to the chalkboard: observe, procrastinate, go, sit, hate, notice, do, see, ignore, feel, give, believe, predict, pray, repent, love. Have class members come forward and circle the words they think are gospel action words. Chalkboard Scripture Exercise. Refer to the two scriptures you have written on the chalkboard. Have class members come forward and circle the gospel action words in these scriptures. These words are emphasized. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. President Hunter followed the example of Jesus Christ when faced with a situation that threatened his life. Example: President Hunter followed the example of Jesus Christ when faced with a life-threatening situation. On February 7, 1993, he was on the Brigham Young University campus to speak at a 19-stake fireside and video satellite broadcast. As President Hunter rose to address the nearly 20,000 young adults assembled in the Marriott Center, an assailant threatened him, shouting, "Stop right there!" The man claimed to have a bomb and a detonator and ordered everyone to leave the stand except President Hunter. Many people did leave, yet President Hunter resolutely stayed at the pulpit with two security guards. Although threatened by what looked like a gun, President Hunter firmly declined to read the written statement the man handed to him. When students spontaneously began to sing, "We Thank Thee, O God, for a Prophet," the assailant was momentarily distracted. Some people rushed him and took him into custody. Security guards lowered President Hunter to the floor for safety. There was, of course, a considerable commotion in the audience, but soon a reasonable calm returned. After a few moments to collect himself, President Hunter made a second approach to the microphone and read the opening line of his prepared text. "Life has a fair number of challenges in it." He stopped, looked over the audience, and added, "as demonstrated." Then he went on with his message as though nothing had happened. Ensign, August 1994, pages 11 and 12. President Hunter willingly left his profession and home to follow the Savior as an apostle. All of President Hunter's abilities were brought to serve the Savior when he was called to be an apostle in October of 1959, and he gave full-time service to the Lord and then until his death. Elder Neil A. Maxwell, who served with President Hunter in the Quorum of the Twelve, said of him, example, President Howard W. Hunter is a meek man. He once refused a job he needed as a young man because it would have meant another individual would have lost his job. This is the same lowly man when I awakened after a weary and dusty day together with him on assignment in Egypt, who was quietly shining my shoes, a task he had hoped to complete unseen. Meekness can be present in the daily and ordinary things. Meek and lowly, Brigham Young University, 1986 and 1987, Devotional and Fireside Speeches, 1987, page 61. See also Ensign, August 1994, page 9. Pictures and Chalkboard. Display the pictures, Jesus the Christ, and Go Ye Therefore. President Hunter challenged us all to follow more closely in the footsteps of the Savior. Read or have a class member read President Hunter's words on the chalkboard or poster. We must know Christ better than we know Him. We must remember Him more often than we remember Him. We must serve Him more valiantly than we serve Him. Howard W. Hunter, That We Might Have Joy, page 5, or Conference Report, April 1994, page 84, or Ensign, May 1994, page 64. Read the following tribute to President Hunter given by Elder James E. Faust of the Quorum of the Twelve. President Hunter is one of the most loving, Christ-like men we have ever known. His spiritual depth is so profound as to be unfathomable. Having been under the guiding influence of the Lord Jesus Christ as his special witness for so many years, President Hunter's spirituality has been honed in a remarkable way. It is the wellspring of his whole being. He is quiet about sacred things, humble about sacred things, careful when he speaks about sacred things. He has an inner peace, tranquility, and nobility of soul that is unique among the children of God. His intense suffering on so many occasions has been as a refiner's fire, permitting him to become God's pure vessel and prophet on the earth in this day and time. Ensign, August 1994, page 13. Assignment. Assign two class members to prepare to read and explain to the class the following scriptures during next week's lesson. Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verses 1 through 4, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 15 through 17. Testimony and Challenge. Give class members a copy of President Hunter's statement listed in the preparation section in number 3, and challenge them to memorize it as a guide for their own lives. Bear personal witness of the prophetic calling of President Howard W. Hunter. Challenge class members to study the life and teachings of President Hunter so that they can increase their own faith and testimony of his calling. End of Lesson 42. Howard W. Hunter, In the Footsteps of the Savior.